the top of the IDS Center.
A-F-A-I.
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's Crapinfest.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop. It's hammer time.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com and Friday nights at 10:30 on
K-F-A-I.
It was way past midnight, and she still couldn't fall asleep. This night the dream was leaving, she tried so hard to keep. And with the new day's dawning, she felt it drifting away. Not only for a cruise, not only for a day. Too long ago, too long apart, she couldn't wait another day for the captain of the heart. As the day came up, she made a stop. She stopped waiting another day for the captain of the heart. She couldn't wait another day for the captain of the heart.
She could.
couldn't wait another day for the captain of the heart.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Dig this indeed. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and craftfromthepast.com. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Thank you for tuning in this week. Yeah. So, we started with what very well may be the very last Yacht Rock song. From 1986, it's the Swiss duo, I think they were a duo, Double. It was spelled double, but it was actually pronounced Double. And the captain of her heart. Sort of a... It's an anomaly. Nothing else quite sounded like it in 1986 when this was a hit. And it was, in fact, a hit. So for tonight's show, I'm going to do an interesting experiment, and you may get sick of this really quickly. All I know is I've never tried this before, and I don't know what's going to happen. So, Simon, I was talking with Simon, we have a setup that has Rhapsody live on one of our computers here in the studio. So if we need to get a hold of a song quick, we can play it off there. And Simon noted that not everything is on Rhapsody. And the first song that sprang to mind was The Captain of Her Heart. Look, the hit version's not on Rhapsody. And what do you know? The hit version is not on Rhapsody. So you can check it out for yourself, it's true. But... and this is the beautiful part. There are a bunch of sound-alike knockoffs on Rhapsody. Now, to set the stage here, knockoffs have been around a long time. A long time. They'd probably go back to the late 50s, if not earlier. They used to be on record labels like Hit Records would record sound-alikes and put the press 45s with the sound-alike versions, put them in stores for cheap, and sell the hits. Top of the Pops did the same with more jazzed up packaging in the 70s in the UK. We had similar things here in the US, although, let me see. Hit Records was sort of the big one in the 60s here in the US. And it continued all the way to the present day. Well, for the most, and by present day, I mean the 90s. Here, for a while, here, I'm going to fade the music out because it's distracting me. CD singles were big in the mid 90s. Well, almost big. They were in stores, at least. You could buy a CD copy of a particular song, like Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, for example, if that's your chosen song by the best band in the entire history of all the best bands, and you wanted to go buy Tub Thumping, you go down to the CD shop, and you notice that there's no CD single for Tub Thumper by Chumbawamba. There is a CD single of Tub Thumping by Chucklebutt. And, well, you think, yeah, that's probably it. And you buy it and you bring it home and you're disappointed because it's a crappy knockoff sound-alike version. There was a whole record label called Under the Covers Records in the 90s that specialized in exactly that. They would look for songs that did not have commercial CD single releases, record a knockoff version, plunk it on a CD single, and get it into stores. And they made sure they made up artist names that were very close alphabetically to the hit version. So Chumbawamba became Chucklebutt. The song Love Fool by the Cardigans became Love Fool by the Casual Sweaters. Really, it's kind of ridiculous. And I assume all that went away. I never really checked up on them. But for a while, we had a whole bunch of songs by Under the Covers Records. And now, apparently, things like this are back because the exact same phenomenon is happening on Rhapsody. The hit version's not available there, and so they have crappy knockoff versions. So, I didn't preview too many of these. I hope they don't all sound exactly the same, because that would really ruin this. So, from Rhapsody, an artist I can't tell you anything about, because it's not double anymore, or Double, as it's pronounced, it's Double Side. That's the artist credited to the Rhapsody version of The Captain of Her Heart on Crap from the Past.
She still couldn't fall asleep.
Yeah, that actually happened. So that could have got ended a little better there. Double side, is that what I said? Double side, and the captain of her heart. When the computer poops out, I'm there to respond to it. Let's hear another version, shall we? This is credited to Music Factory. This is the captain of her heart from Rhapsody on Crap from the Past. So that version seems to be the same as the one we just heard. I'm going to stop this one, and I'm going to try something new. How about The Captain of Her Heart by The Magic Time Travelers on Crap from the Past?
It was way past midnight, and she still couldn't fall asleep. This night a dream was leaving, she tried so hard to keep. And with the new day's dawning, she felt him drifting away. Not only for a cruise, not only for a day. Too long ago, too long apart, she couldn't wait another day for the captain of her heart. As the day came up, she made a start. She stopped waiting another day for the captain of her heart. Couldn't wait another day for the captain of her heart. Couldn't wait another day for the captain of her heart. As the day came up, she made a start. She stopped waiting another day for the captain of her heart. Thank you.
captain of a heart.
I'm actually impressed with how close they got the instrumentation and how far off the vocals were. Granted, you can't really make yourself sound like the guy from Dublé, but they tried anyway. That's the Magic Time Travelers, that great group from 1986. Well, the song is from 86. God only knows when that thing was recorded. And their cover of The Captain of Her Heart. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. You unfortunate souls happen to be tuned in to Crap from the Past this week as I experiment by playing as many versions from Rhapsody as I can find of crappy knockoffs of The Captain of Her Heart by Dublé. Spelled double, it's pronounced Dublé, and the original not available on Rhapsody. Let's try this one. This is Captain Double X and the Captain of Her Heart on Crap from the Past. I'm waiting to see if we actually played this one already. They all sound kind of the same. I wish these were farther apart, like the crappy knockoffs from the 70s. No, we heard this guy. All right, so I'm going to stop this, and then... All right, so The Captain of Her Heart. It's parentheses, cool and classy take on Dublé. Unparentheses. And the artist is credited as cool. This could be interesting. On Crap from the Past. So we're hearing what would happen if you actually pushed all the melody into the snare drum. No vocals. The cool and classy take on Double as performed by Cool and the Captain of Her Heart. Nice. Let's wonder what this one sounds like. This is, it's two sides. T-W-O-S-I-D-E-S, one word. I wonder what this sounds like. This is, why am I doing this? It's a good question. Captain of Her Heart, Uncapped in the Past. Nope, we heard that guy already. How about this one? Oh, wait, no. At this point, I think we're going to start getting into actual cover versions by actual artists. And I don't know the artist well enough to know if this is a real artist or not. This is Don Randy, R-A-N-D-I, and Captain of Her Heart on Cut from the Past.
Gerber.
In fact,
he did a pretty good job for a guy who stands about 5'7" and weighs maybe 140 pounds.
On Crap from the Past.
You were listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis 106.7 FM, St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. This is billed to Danielle Soriani. I don't know if even that's a real artist, but an interesting cover of The Captain of Her Heart. What we're doing this week for, and we've done for the past 34 minutes here on Crap from the Past, I noticed that the hit version of The Captain of Her Heart by Dublé, it's spelled double, but it's pronounced Dublé, is not available on Rhapsody. Simon and I discussed this last week. Simon pointed out that there are a bunch of knockoff versions on Rhapsody. So what I'm doing, I think I got to all the knockoff versions, and now I am playing what appear to be actual legitimate cover versions. I know this next one is a legitimate cover version from soul vocalist Randy Crawford. This is The Captain of Her Heart on Crap from the Past.
Midnight, and she still couldn't fall asleep. This night, the dream was leaving. She tried so hard to keep, and with a new day's dawning, she felt it drifting away. Not only for a cruise, not only for a day. The captain of her heart. As the day came up, she made a start. She stopped waiting another day for the captain of her heart. Captain of her heart.
Monster Gerber.
He keeps making noise until it sounds good.
On Crap from the Past.
I believe we have a winner. That there builds a Keith Crawford. Clearly no relation to Randy Crawford, which had the version right before that. Keith Crawford barely holding it together on his version of The Captain of Her Heart. Vocals are way off. The rhythm section's way off. And it sounds, I can't figure out how you'd get the drums to sound as off and inept as as that did there. That was really impressive. So there we have a winner, I think. Although the competition still continues, that's going to be the one to beat. Thank you, Keith Crawford. So in case you're just tuning in, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past. It's a weekly graduate level course in pop. This week, it's not a whole lot of schooling going on, I tell you what. Instead, I'm doing a thing that crossed my mind a couple of weeks ago. Simon Husbands, the host of KFAI's True Brit, who does the show after mine. He and I were discussing that Rhapsody is great, but it doesn't have everything. For example, it doesn't have The Captain of Her Heart by Dublé, the hit version. Instead, it has a whole bunch of knockoffs. So what I decided, and I decided this after I was already in the studio, for my show at a couple minutes before 10:30 tonight, I thought, I'm just going to play a bunch of them. And it looks like I'm going to play more than just a bunch. So that's what we've been doing for the past 45 minutes. In case you missed stuff, it's more of the same. We'll see how much more of this I can take. Let's play this version. It's done by G-Sax. That's G-SAX. You think it's supposed to be Kenny G? I have no idea what this is supposed to be. But G-Sax covering The Captain of Her Heart on Crap from the Past. Come on. Well, it's going to fade in. Or it's not going to play at all. There it is. I feel the G's and the sax. Ooh, trippy.
Listen to the truth.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
I can't figure it out. Can you?
On Crap from the Past.
Such a long time, wasting going around, searching for the cat in the hall. Searching for the cat in the hall.
Nice. That's Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, and the captain of her heart. Yeah, it's an interesting contrast to the ones that came before it, right? I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, having lost my mind here on Crap from the Past. And this week, an exercise in patience as I play a whole bunch of different versions of the Captain of Her Heart that I found on Rhapsody. Why don't I just play this one? An artist named Kurt Malou has a whole bunch of different versions on there. I'm going to play one billed as the radio version of the Captain of Her Heart. Kurt Malou on Crap from the Past.
It was way past midnight, and she still couldn't fall asleep. This night the dream was leaving. She tried so hard to keep, and with the new day's dawning, she felt it drifting away. Not only for a cruise, not only for a day. Too long ago, too long apart, she couldn't wait another day for the captain of her heart. The day came up, she made a start. She stopped waiting another day for the captain of her heart. Too long ago, too long apart, she couldn't wait another day for the captain of the heart.
So I'm sitting here thinking, wow, that guy Kurt Malou sounds a lot like the guy from Dublay. Wait a minute, that is the guy from Dublay. So, mystery solved there. So, as for vocal impersonations go, that's probably going to be the closest one to the hit version that you're going to find. Well, anywhere, because it's the actual guy singing. He re-recorded it later on as a solo artist, Kurt Malou and the Captain of Her Heart. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Oh, you unfortunate people are somehow listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and we're doing a lot of versions of the Captain of Her Heart tonight. And I should point out that this very time slot here on KFAI is no stranger to playing a whole bunch of different versions of the same song. I will refer you back probably somewhere between 15 and 20 years ago. The Friday Night Poker Party did an entire show devoted to These Boots Are Made for Walking. So it's not unprecedented, although it hasn't been done in a long time. And so, oh, what's this? I don't know. Let's just play it. This is Pat Valentino and his presumably cover of The Captain of Her Heart on Crap from the Past. Thank you.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Get your freak on
Crap from the Past.
Heard this artist before if you're an avid listener of Crap from the Past. This is a guy named Laurent Voulzy. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he's from France. He recorded his own version of The Captain of Her Heart. The thing I had played before was a weird thing from 1979 called Rock Collection, which qualified as one of the god-awful... And has that at the end. Rock Collection. God-awful medleys of the week. All right, that was weird. Maybe this one's high energy, upbeat, dancey. Let's hope for the best. This is Cusato, C-U-S-A-T-O, and the Captain of Her Heart 90, parentheses, groove mix.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be great on Captain the Past.
Thank you. I.
Just tuning in, this is Scott from the Past. That there, a song called The Captain of Her Heart. It's maybe something you've never heard before, but we've been playing several versions of that that I found on Rhapsody, because the hit version by Dublé is not available on Rhapsody. That there, a guy holding the saxophone named Gil Ventura. I'm going to play you another one by a guy holding the saxophone. This is by Michael J. Parlette. I don't know. The Captain of Her Heart on Scott from the Past. We'll be right back.
only for a cruise, not only for a day.
Solo, it's Michael J. Parlett, and his take on The Captain of Her Heart. There were a couple versions I wanted to play on here, and it's not clear if I can get this to play or not, so sit tight, and it may just result in silence for a couple seconds. I'm going to talk over it. If it can play, there may be something in Italian, so this might be actually worth it if we can get the thing to play, but it's not looking promising, is it? No. Do you find this sometimes on Rhapsody, Simon? It just sits there and does nothing? Oh, that's a good idea. No, it's confused. So, unfortunately, this Italian version doesn't seem to be working out. But there's one version I definitely wanted to get to, and it's credited to Studio Group. And the title, and the full title, is The Captain of Her Heart - Sound Alike as Made Famous by Dublé. So, that sounds really appealing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't really tell if this is one of the ones that we've heard already. I'm crap from the past.
It was way past midnight, and she still couldn't fall asleep. This night, her dream. She tried so hard to keep. With the new day's dawning, she felt it drift.
drifting away. Not only for a cruise, not only for a day.
So it just occurred to me, you know, I can't play all the versions I found on Rhapsody, but I can zip through them. So let's hear a little bit of Daniel Boaventura and his take on The Captain of Her Heart.
Midnight, and she still couldn't fall asleep. This night the dream was leaving. She tried so hard to keep. And with the new day's dawning, she felt it drifting away. Not only for a cruise, not only for today.
So my guess is that this is a real artist and not a crappy knockoff version. Not bad. Let's hear this one. This is someone named Eri Balaz and The Captain of Her Heart. I'm Crap from the Past. That's less interesting than I'd hope. Let's try this one. This is Project Grand Slam and The Captain of Her Heart. Oh, I think we have a winner. And that's going to do it for me. So, you're listening to Crap from the Past on Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. If you missed this week's show, there's probably a reason for that. Simon's in next with True Brit here on KFAI.
This is WRKL New City, New York, AM 91, Rockland County's community radio station. WRKL is owned and operated by Rockland Broadcasters, who wish you a good morning.